As the cardinals prepare for talks in Rome, American and Canadian Catholics have been holding an unprecedented congress in Montreal. They've been discussing how to address the declining numbers of priests and nuns in North America. The congress was organized 2 years ago, but the current sexual abuse scandal clearly added to tensions at meetings this past weekend, as NPR's Duncan Moon reports from Montreal.
More than 1,100 Roman Catholics, bishops, priests, nuns, and laity, came to Montreal hoping to find answers to troubling questions: how to heal the effects of the sexual abuse scandal, and how to attract more people to the priesthood and consecrated life. There was agreement that the scandal had damaged the church and its efforts to recruit new priests, but there was less agreement on how bad the damage was and how to fix it. Addressing the Congress, Sister Marie Chin, the president of the Sisters of Mercy of the Americas, said the wound is deep.
Emblazoned on the front page of the Newsweek, the shocking and indelible image of a priest shackled and handcuffed between law enforcement offices. The sound bites tell of sex, scandal, betrayal, trust violated. The story emerging, distressingly clear, is one of concealment and deception as a cultural pattern within our church.
Sister Chin says the first step towards healing the wound is for the church to listen.
And listen with our heart, not with our heads. It's a movement from trying to say, I have all the answers, to a place where I can begin to say, I need to learn, and learning is listening to what others have to say. And see, part of listening, truly listening with the heart, is a willingness to be disturbed, to be kind of pushed, shoved out of our complacency.
And listening, Chin says, means finding the courage to step out of institutional fortresses and interact more closely with the world outside, no matter how secular that world might be. The Reverend Ronald Rollheiser agrees. While many Catholics worry about the growing influence of secularism, Rollheiser told the Congress that it should not be seen as an enemy.
The opposite of secularity is the Taliban. That's what the non-secular world looks like. Theocracy, where a few people, usually men, get to decide what God's will is for everybody. See, the Enlightenment actually came out of Judeo-Christian roots. The Enlightenment and secularity, which constitutes our Western world today, it is our child. And like an adolescent child, it's not bad, it's just not finished.
As delegates pray for guidance and renewal, Sister Catherine Bertrand, the executive director of the National Religious Vocations Conference, says the church needs to reaffirm to whom it owes its faith and obedience.
First and foremost, it's about fidelity to God. And at times it feels like we have made the church bigger than God or bigger than the mission of Jesus, that this cannot be about protecting or sustaining an institution, that this has got to be about faithfulness to the mission of Jesus.
And that mission, she says, is one of servant and shepherd. Father Edward Burns of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops says that image of shepherding is apt. Given the sexual abuse scandal, he says, bishops must find better ways to protect their flocks. It's no coincidence, he says, that the staff bishops carry is like a shepherd's crook. Shepherds use the crook to lift lambs gently out of danger, but Burns says the staff also needs to be used proactively.
Turning that staff around, if a wolf would come and be any type of predator against the sheep, well, the shepherd would use that staff and turn it around as a weapon. It's important that the shepherd, you know, protect the flock.
From here, all eyes turn to Rome as the American cardinals prepare to meet with the Pope tomorrow. The delegates at the Congress here in Montreal say they are hopeful that the meeting will bring progress, but they know that change comes slowly in the Roman Catholic Church. They realize that both patience and persistence may be required before they can put the scandals behind them and turn their attention to rebuilding their ranks. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Montreal.